a spokesperson. It's not a matter of whether you can speak well or whether you are intelligent. No, it involves some tactics. First of all, you have to do some deep thinking and ask yourself, what do I want to achieve? What I want to achieve is to help all other efforts to get votes for my candidate. You're not going to do that by barking at people on radio, bashing your opponents, insulting people who are interviewing you, and so on and so forth, which a lot of them seem to be doing. They've just gotten it all wrong. And it's a pity, because I would have thought that when Ashiwaju, for example, wanted to go for governorship, now I stand to be corrected, I think he also used the services of some agency way back then, maybe in the US or something like that. You know, it's a professional. Hey, there are enough PR advertising agencies here who can handle these things in a much better manner. In a much better manner than what we're seeing. I listened to Femi Fanikade yesterday on TV, and I just tuned off. It's not also about spinning. You can't spin these things. People are intelligent. And it's not also about entertaining your principal, which I see most of them want to do. Let him see that I am loyal. You're not loyal. You know, that's not loyalty. Because some things are so obvious. There's something called dignified silence about certain things. There are things that a professional will tell you, look, let's just admit this one and handle it better. Various tactics that can be done. You don't see that. The same thing with Festus Keyamo. I've forgotten his name now. The PDP man, Bawa Al. What's his name?
I don't know his name.
Oh my God, at a time when I need you to...
Wait, sorry now,
A man is climbing a staircase. He needs a walking stick. You have a stick in your hand, but you don't want to surrender it. Okay. He seems to be a bit more temperate. And then the Labour man, is just catching up bit by bit. So, the NPC have now raised some concern, obviously, that... that we have, and this is what they say, we call on all the candidates to rein in their spokespersons and those who claim to represent them and their parties in the public media. All candidates will be held responsible for what is said on their behalf or their party. Aggressive and abusing language only diminishes the integrity of the individuals, their candidates and their parties. Nigerians should be ready to punish instigators of violence by isolating them or their candidates. Now, this is a real tough hand. Yeah. It shows that, these people actually appreciate that the worries that some of us have. And the NPC said that Nigerians are genuinely concerned, troubled, and disappointed by the conduct and attitude of some of the political actors in the last few weeks.
Right.
So that's where we are today. Politics here now has suddenly been, it's just like holding an atomic bomb, and you're looking for the last number to press before it explodes. And I don't think we need that. I think that people should be more objective. They should be ready to answer up to questions without alluding to, it's somebody that is behind. If somebody's behind it, so what? Address the issues and address them squarely. If there are any admissions to be made, fine. You know, that's the way to go. So that's my submission.
That's really brilliant, though. I think
what is brilliant? What I said?
The fact that we're starting off with this particular topic, because.
Yes.
I mean, we've not even entered into campaign, like in full mode.
Full mode.
And we're having this heated polity already. I think the campaign camps, they need to really calm down. They were telling themselves that they were going to be talking on issue-based. Before you know it, all of them have derailed.
And that's because they are not professionals. You know, I must say very clearly that the person who appears to be the forerunner has ignored that part. What he has brought is a bunch of boxers, you know. You don't need boxers. Like I told one of my friends who had a newspaper once. A newspaper, you can use it as a shield armor. You cannot use it as an AK-47 to attack people. The same thing happens with these people. Their job, don't be on the defensive. You know, there are certain things in ask Yomi Badu. I keep using him as an example because he's the head of the park in that area, because he's the president of whatever it is. There are some things that you just keep, you know, you keep quiet. I've handled this function before. You don't respond to everything. I don't respond to who are you quarreling with? Who are you fighting with? I mean, to the point that, and I'm not going to forgive Festus Keyamo for that, you're telling one of my colleagues to bring out a piece of paper and biro, and I would lecture you. He's lucky the person he did is quite calm. Had he done it to some other person, what would we have on our hands? It was an insult. You insult people, you back at them, it's not going to get you anything. Yeah, I don't like it.
No, so unfortunately, I've had calls to interview some really unstable political characters before, and I use that word respectfully. They are really, really unstable characters when it comes to politics, especially in River State, and they use these tactics to want to ruffle you as an interviewer. They can ask, when do you start when did you begin your profession? Are you really a journalist? Just that kind of thing. So they say these things because they just want to ruffle you when you have them, you know, by whatever. And it's an unfortunate thing in the practice of politics in Nigeria, where the politician sees the journalist as his number one detractor. Yeah. Why are you asking me all this question? Why are you asking me all this? You did not ask him. You know.
Do you know the premise to all this?
Yeah.
This thing is premised on the fact that, I'm sorry to say, some of our colleagues too have not been professional.
Right.
If a man had given you some money to use a story before, if a man had paid you to go and attack somebody before, okay, if you've compromised yourself to his knowledge, he's not going to offer you any threats. That's the honest to God truth. That is the honest to God truth. The media, we ourselves need to put ourselves in a position of respect. That's what it is. Usually say, oh, these journalists, you know, they are very dismissive because a lot of our colleagues have compromised themselves. So they have very little. It's some of them, it could be out of anger that I still gave you so and so last week.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be like, say, chop it, they expire. You know, if you get. That's what. So, I mean, we are the ones who need to set the pace. Why do these people avoid certain persons for interviews? Ask yourself.
I mean, I agree with you to some extent, not fully.
What percentage?
So I can't say specifically. The reason is that you have pressing in the character of Donald Trump. He didn't offer anybody anything, but then he attacks. He attacks anybody that comes after him, especially when he was president. He attacks journalists. He attacks, you know.
Let me
those are the character that I was talking about.
Let me react.
Some of them are just like that.
No, let me. I agree with you, but don't forget, this is not America. This is Nigeria.
Yeah.
And the truth is that because we need to tell ourselves some home truths, some of our colleagues have compromised. Okay, and therefore the level of respect,
even to the point of establishment, like some stations.
And sometimes you can see if you watch an interview very well. You can see what it is. I wouldn't be surprised to hear that some might even come with prepared questions and say, this is what you're going to ask. I mean, so if that happens and once in a while you want to be independent, there'll be no respect for you. That's not saying that's what happened in this. I'm just talking in general terms.
Let's move on. I think everybody has a lesson to learn, really.
Yes.
I think everybody has a lesson to learn from this. Let's go to the punch newspaper now. Tinubu, CSO, IPC, kick as NBC fines stations.
Yes, I'm not holding brief for our eyes, but Yorubas have a proverb that says that Tentude Lari, all of us have fallen victims of fake news. All of us have. I don't think there's anybody in this profession in recent times who who would not say that. But I think it was nice of them and magnanimous of them to quickly admit it even before they were sanctioned. So we would like to beg the NBC to be a bit more tolerant in bringing out these fines. And a letter to their rights, or a call to them, would have, because they admitted. As soon as they saw that, what issue are we talking about? It was the document that came out that I also thought was original, that INEC was going to check the issues raised in the case of Bola Tinubu on whether he was involved in drug whatever or not. And it seemed quite innocent and what I appear, what I would say normal, that, okay, INEC could be interested in finding out the veracity of these things, especially if the electoral laws have anything to do with it. So all of us, I fell for it. Luckily, I'm not publishing anything. Mm. And so the NBC should please be a bit more tolerant with these things, so it will not be seen as if they are walking around with a sledgehammer to kill an ant. Had they not apologized immediately, I would have said, okay, or they go the same route of we stand by Australia and all this. But since they apologized, you want to say something?
Yes, I wanted to say that, to be fair to NBC, you were fair to Arise, right?
Mm.
And I mean, I respect that really. But to be fair to NBC, NBC sent in reminders upon reminders.
To them?
To all broadcast stations. Like regular, I can't even count the amount of reminders. NBC will even quote the sections of, the code, repeatedly. So to be fair to them, they've actually done their bit in sensitizing media houses, especially broadcast stations, on the reminding them of the code of practice and all of that, to be very fair to them.
Yes.
They've done enough of that.
I concede that, but all of us make slips. Sheriff, I come here in the morning, we look at the papers, we have just 30 minutes.
Right.
That's why you find us keep saying all the time, as it is in the paper, as it is in the paper. Mm. There will always, it's not, the NBC have done well, in sensitizing. And I don't think Arise would have purposely.
No, they wouldn't have.
So usually,
definitely not.
Usually, and the people who put these things out, I must say, are very clever. Very, very clever. I won't be so. These days, even if you want to go into your banking portal, you need to be careful that it's not fake.
Mm.
You understand? So, and there's always the urge, in our profession, to want to be the first.
Yeah.
But I think lessons are learned. I agree with you, though. Mm. I think lessons have been learned all around. And I don't want us to take our eyes off the issues and off the ball.
Mm.
And I'd also like to know if there's any legal provision. Because the case that came up actually is a very volatile case.
Mm.
And I think that INEC might have to explain to us whether, any law has been breached.
Yeah.
We can't run away from it. How do we get them to do? Would they just pick it off the paper? It's a very complex issue. Mm. Maybe what one of the interested parties should do is to write a protest letter to INEC and tell them to give us because it's a very, very crucial issue.
Mm.
The issue of whatever.
I think PDP is doing something. I'm not sure, but it wasn't the news yesterday that they are approaching.
You better
INEC
be sure
for,
now. I'm not for, with you.
It wasn't.
Yeah, your own. Uh-huh. So they find me. I don't have any money. So you better. You see what I'm saying?
We are together.
No, we are together. No.
Fine.
Make everybody be a papa.
Fine, cannot separate us.
I'm separated now. We have divorced. We are no longer Siamese twins. You see what I'm saying? You see, all of us could fall. How many times would we have seen the papers and we have to come back the next day to apologize? But we have a caveat to say that it is what we see in the paper.
Mm. It's right there. The evidence.
The evidence is there. I don't have many money to pay.
Yeah. So talking about evidence. Look. So I've also had series of engagements with NBC in the past, and they're telling you that look, if anybody says something that is inciting, that is provocative on your show, once a person says those things, you're liable. Even if you apologize and try to amend and all of those things, you're still liable because that person said, had gone.
I don't understand the logic. The person is speaking, even if he's right next to me, he's speaking live. And then you hold me responsible for it.
And you're supposed to know the mind of the person, that the person was
going
to say.
The at a future date when all politics is settled, we would need to look at the operations of the NBC again. It's not, I don't think it was set up to be a senior prefect. Okay, we would need to look, and I can understand the pressure they're under because they're an arm of government.
Mm.
Maybe if we had some ombudsman arrangement that was independent, we'd have better fair game. I understand. I've been relating with NBC since the days of Peter Enahoro, in the early days. Yes, been to one or two seminars we set up trying to get broadcasting code and so on. I mean, so the major problem, and which we will say, is that they are always, it's not peculiar to this government, they are always under pressure from whoever heads the government of the day.
Constantly under pressure.
Mm. Otherwise, really, there are other countries that have their own form of NBC. You probably don't even hear them, you know, until the breaches are so bad that, but I don't think it was set up, to the best of my mind, with some of the seminars we had when Peter Enahoro was there. It was set up in good faith. It wasn't set up to be a senior prefect, to be watching every word and watching every comma and crossing every T. But we will get there. We will get there.
So
we'll keep maturing.
Yeah. So people need to understand and bear with us sometimes when we too, you know, get to that point where we want to, you know, do our job, because it's called doing our job, you know, by making everyone contribute to shows responsibly.
Yeah. Mm. But I'd like to announce a caveat there. I don't know this gentleman.
We are together. We are together. If anything is coming, we share it together.
We're not sharing anything. Where you got this fine shirt from your tailor? Did you tell him to sew another one for Baba? When you bought your pair of glasses, designer.
You caught me there.
I got you. Somebody I met at Dr. Wololu's funeral, who says that I'm always envious of you guys. You guys are happy. Oh yeah, well, let's go.
Let's take this story. Incidentally, this story is what I had a plan for 8 a.m. after this program.
Yes.
So I had to switch that plan to this story because this is what I'll be doing at 8 a.m.
Yes.
So the story says Soludo attacks Obi again, says ex-governor cannot win.
Look, I don't know, both the obedience and you know, some general, I don't know why you don't allow, face the normal issues. So Ludo has his rights. He's not a member of Obi's party. They're not in the same party. So he has the right to be as critical as much as he wants, just like Obi Took has the right to be. And if he says he's denouncing some figures and so on and so forth, bring out your own figures and let's put it in a balance and move on. I don't think there's any need for, I heard your program this morning and people were calling in. Is it because they're both from Anambra State? Obi is not an Igbo candidate. Obi is not representing the Southeast. Obi is representing his own people who, according to them, and that some of us might be listening, that there is a need for a change. It's as simple as that. I mean, so let's stop all this and don't blow up steam. Because Soludo said this and Soludo said that. Why can't he say it? They're in opposing parties.
Mm.
He has his own sympathy to his own candidate. We don't know who it is. You know, and I said somebody morning saying, the Igbo people don't know how to play politics. Obi is not an Igbo candidate. Don't make him one.
Mm.
Obi will probably get, he might get more votes even from the Southwest than he might get from the East.
Mm.
So calm down. Everybody, just calm down, okay? Calm down. I don't like this brickbats, insults, and so on and so forth, threats. What it also does is that it becomes counterproductive. It doesn't help your candidate, you know? I sympathize with Obi because he has so a large following that he cannot even control himself.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. We'll continue with that at 8 o'clock, by the way. So let's go take the Vanguard newspaper. If you're just joining us, you're welcome. We're streaming on Facebook. You can watch us live there. You can also watch us live on YouTube as well. Just search for Nigeria Info 99.3. So this one on page 7 of the Vanguard reads, "Don't let half salary issue degenerate to another strike. Nans, Naptan, tell FG."
There's nothing to comment on this. It's very straightforward. And I just plead with the government, please pay these people and let's just move on. And can the president please just override Ngige and whatever and just do the needful? Or we're going to call on my cousin again, Honorable Gbaja, who to please step in and get these people paid. If it means paying them for the National Assembly budget, let's get our students up and working. They've lost enough time. I don't get it. Next one.
Yes. The next is Air Peace suspending Dubai flight.
Yeah, we shot ourselves in the foot here. We shot ourselves in the foot. Now to get to Dubai, because of what some of our young, relatively young people went to do, they said they're having some, I saw the video, some cult fights, and they ended up destroying cars and so on and so forth. They don't have an idea of what kind of country they're operating in. You know, I guess they rounded all of them up and kicked them out of their country. Now, I understand, I've not had time to cross-check again. No, I understand that if you're under 40, you can't even get a visa to Dubai as a woman. And I think as a man, I don't know, but as a woman, there's a kind of a Nigerian passport. The long and short of it is that going to Dubai now has been made extremely difficult for a lot of our people who are traveling, who, of course, would form majority of the passengers that would have gone on this. And it's this Air Peace flights to Dubai. And it is sad that it is non-issuance of visas to Nigerians, it's stated. Because my friend told me about a woman who he heard, you know, he was at Dubai and he heard in the next counter. Listen to this.
Yeah.
The woman presented her this. Then the man said, this visa, male, you, female, you go back to Nigeria. What does that tell you? A woman, I don't know, but maybe she did what they call Lori or whatever. He just heard the man say, this visa, see it, male, you, female. You are going back to Nigeria. Next person, please. Next story.
Wow.
I'm telling you. The things that we do, you know, because they had very liberal entry requirements in the past. And of course, our people were flocking there. Girls were, some of them were prostituting and all kinds of things.
Someone called the show yesterday and the person was talking to this headline yesterday. Similar headline, not this particular one. And the person said that Nigerians have gone into another mode entirely. That what some Nigerians do now is to kidnap other Nigerians who are in Dubai illegally, then ask their family members to pay in Nigeria.
The authorities, if there is one country...
It's saddening.
If there's one country...
Unbelievably saddening.
One country that I feel 99% safe, as long as I'm doing something legal, is Dubai. I mean, the Dubai Security Service would probably even beat the Americans at that game. I've been to Dubai about 5, 6, 7, 8 times thereabouts. I can't tell you this is what the uniform of a Dubai policeman looks like. Yet. Or like my tailor will say, I'm just joking, still yet. Yet. I'm just joking. Yet, you will feel that sense of security. If you as much as make one wrong move, Big Brother is watching you. I suspect that they allow the Nigerians and the Indians because they're good for cheap labor. You know, Nigerians think that they are smart. They are not smart. These guys open the door for you because you provide cheap labor. You know, you provide cheap. And there's a place where they like restrain them.
Yeah.
I mean, there once because I had to go and change some money. You know, you can't open an account in Dubai. Except if you have a British passport, you can open with HSBC. I think that's what it is. So I had to go and collect. There's a place where, you know, you pay here in Nigeria and then you go and collect the money somewhere. So they keep them to that area. The place, you know, you find them there. You find people loitering around. In that, but they are restricted. They dare not come into the big city. Now, as far as the Dubai government is concerned, they want to clear out all Nigerians.
Quite unfortunate.
We've done it again.
Quite unfortunate, really.
We've done it again.
Quite unfortunate. We have to go. We must go.
A time
is fast spent. This is Lagos government orders move to reduce POS fraud.
Oh, yes. Very quickly, we'd like to commend the government. They're trying to protect the POS business by getting the operators registered. You know, they're working on it. We'll give you the full story. Maybe later this morning, I'll be able to give you a quick brief on it.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming, sir. Appreciate it. Just a quick announcement. Nigeria Info has the radio broadcast right for the World Cup. So we'll be covering the World Cup games, which starts on Sunday. So some of our regular programs will be affected by this. The first week of the World Cup, you'd have games that will start as early as 10:45 a.m. And that will not end until maybe 10 p.m. So, yeah, for football lovers, it's a great time to listen to radio, of course. Great commentaries.
And also, you forgot to announce that our ratings have gone up again.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we have them to thank for that.
We are the big boys now.
Thank you all for being a part of it. We'll take this break. Huh? We'll be right back. Stay here on Nigeria Info 99.3.
Listen to this to understand the amazing power.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired, they're fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.